Area Democratic politicians have roundly criticized President Trump over his immigration policies, such as family separation. But leading up to the 2018 midterms, you may notice they are being a lot quieter on the topic. WHYY's Laura Benshoff reports that's because only one party thinks immigration can help it get out the vote.
Last week, a group of protesters crashed a Philadelphia fundraising event for Pennsylvania Governor Tom Wolf at Yards Brewing Company. Protesters like Zelba Gutierrez criticized Wolf over the continuing operation of a family immigrant detention center. The state is in charge of inspecting and licensing it.
He said, vote me in, like vote me into governor, reelect me, and I will help you, which is like a classic politician thing to say.
Wolf's campaign did not respond to a request for comment. Advocacy groups like the Shutdown Burks Coalition are targeting Democratic incumbents now because they say they want action on immigration in return for votes. But Neil Oxman, a political consultant who works with Democratic campaigns around the region, says that strategy doesn't jive with how the party is campaigning for the midterms.
They're trying to use other things to get their base out. Healthcare, Trump. Immigration is not one of those things.
The New York Times has reported that internal Democratic campaign surveys found they're vulnerable to attack on immigration, which helps Republicans. Take this TV ad by GOP candidate John Schrin attacking his Democratic opponent in a northeastern Pennsylvania congressional district.
Matt Cartwright supports sanctuary cities and voted to give illegals amnesty.
Ads like this one, attacking Democrats over local municipalities that limit cooperation with ICE, are airing around the country in areas where Trump did well in 2016. Laura Benshoff, WHYY News.